Okay, so let's say that politicians manage to come to some kind of agreement on whether to open the outer continental shelf for drilling. Where would the oil companies go, and how do they know? We're going to the Center for Energy and Environmental Studies at Boston University, where Robert Kaufman is director. Robert, welcome to Day to Day. Where is the offshore oil?
Well, nobody knows exactly, because whenever we hear these numbers, such as there's 19 billion barrels of oil in areas that are currently off limits, those numbers are really an educated guess. We never really know whether there's oil in the ground or not until we drill a well.
So these oil companies do spend huge amounts of money making these educated guesses. These are really, they believe this stuff is there.
We only know it when the oil companies vote with their dollars, when they actually drill wells. And I would say right now there are large areas of the outer continental shelf. Those same very smart, educated people estimate that there's about 40 billion barrels of oil in areas of the outer continental shelf that are not off limits. And while we see drilling, we don't see the oil companies kind of voting en masse with their dollars, kind of drilling up all these prospects.
So it's not that sure a bet out there. Tell me, though, where would you place your bet? Is it California? Is it off the coast of Georgia? Is it somewhere in the Gulf Coast? Where is it?
You know, if I had a little money to bet, I would bet it was in the Gulf of Mexico. That would be my guess, where the biggest supplies lie at the relatively least cost.
And because when you say biggest supplies, how much oil really, 19 billion barrels, you think?
Well, if, you know, people a lot smarter than me made that estimate. So I have no basis, no independent basis to kind of doubt that number, other than to say in years past, sometimes these very smart guesses have kind of gotten a little ahead of how much oil is actually in the ground.
Okay. How difficult would it be to extract that oil and make it available for consumers, ultimately, through the refinery process?
That will vary tremendously among fields, but the simple story is it'll take a while. So even the most wildly optimistic assessment would say that even if we started drilling now, we won't really see any oil for 5 years. So the U.S. Geological Survey looked at, for example, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and even if we started drilling today, we wouldn't really start to produce significant quantities of oil for a decade.
Robert, I know you're familiar with the ongoing debate about energy resources in this country, what we should do, drill now, don't drill now. You're nonpartisan, you're a scientist. How do you view this argument between really the Republicans and the Democrats?
You know, the question for this country, for policy, is how will we ensure that we have energy over the next 20 years? To do that, we have a finite amount of capital that we can invest in the energy industry. It's highly unlikely that investing that money in offshore oil and gas drilling will ensure that we have sufficient supplies of energy 10 and 20 years from now. We've tried that experiment in the past. Despite all those wells drilled, domestic oil and gas production continued to decline. So in hindsight, that money was not effectively spent.
Robert Kaufman, director of the Center for Energy and Environmental Studies at Boston University. Robert, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.